From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Most anti-smoking campaigns are aimed at older adults and teens, but 18 to 24-year-olds are the biggest smokers. A new survey from Minnesota finds that nearly 40% of people in that age group smoke. That's double the rate for all other adults. A surprising number of these young adults smoke infrequently and don't even consider themselves to be smokers. The survey was conducted by the Minnesota Health Department and other groups. Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Stuckey reports that the findings suggest that some anti-smoking programs may need to be refocused.
The Minnesota survey confirmed what many people have already observed. Young college-age adults are smoking at alarming rates. 32% are established smokers, smoking every day. Another 7% are occasional smokers, smoking as little as just one cigarette a month. Many of these occasional smokers weren't counted in previous surveys, and their numbers alarmed researchers. Ed Ellinger runs the health service at the University of Minnesota.
A lot of students said, "We're not smokers." But then we said, "You've used tobacco within the last 30 days. Why aren't you consider yourself a smoker?" "Oh, I only smoke on weekends," or "I only smoke when I'm drinking," or "I only smoke with my friends." So we're really not smokers. They may not have become addicted yet, but they're using tobacco, which puts them at risk for continued use for tobacco.
But to what extent are these occasional smokers hurting their health? And will their casual use of tobacco lead to addiction? Ellinger says that's hard to predict.
The more often you use tobacco, the more likely you are to become addicted. And some recent studies have shown that some people get addicted very early on. It only takes 5 to 10 cigarettes for some people to really become addicted.
Experts say tobacco companies have long known that major life transitions, such as going off to college, entering the military, or starting a new job, offer opportunities to promote smoking. Students blame their smoking on the freedom, experimentation, and stresses of college life. Jeremy Tucker attends the University of Minnesota and considers himself to be just an occasional smoker.
I buy a pack of cigarettes maybe on Friday, and then I smoke till they're gone, and then that's it. And I think a pack a week is not significantly harmful. I mean,
like many college students, Alicia Vellante says she plans to quit once she gets a job. She doesn't want to be one of those people huddled outside in the cold smoking a cigarette.
I've never seen myself as like a lifetime smoker. It's just really put on by like stress, and I could go away for a week and not have a cigarette.
Researchers are just starting to look at what kind of anti-smoking campaign works with young adults. Radio ads like this one for a tobacco helpline are the norm.
Mike?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Not bad. Yourself?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good.
What was the longest time that you went without smoking?
Oh, geez. Here and there, just, you know, feeble, ill-fated attempts.
Is there any part of you that feels controlled by these cigarettes?
Definitely. It's got a tight grip.
Right.
But this kind of message may not reach occasional smokers who don't even think of themselves as smokers. Little is known about what messages appeal to these young adults. Patrick Hunt is president of Hunt Adkins Advertising, which developed a new anti-smoking campaign just now hitting college campuses. Hunt says since the tobacco companies have been successful advertising to college students, it follows that ads to prevent smoking can work, if the message is irreverent and fun.
One example would be a tongue-in-cheek analogy to selling cigarettes to monkeys. Okay, so with the old monkey see, monkey do thing, if you hook one monkey, you hook all the monkeys. So it's really about creating discourse and creating an environment for them to contemplate, to think, to consider, and make decisions on their own.
Others say the best approach is simply to encourage young adults who smoke regularly to talk to their peers who smoke. In that way, they'll discover just how many smokers want to quit and how tough that really is. But so far, it's just conjecture about what works. More research is needed on this particular age group to find out why they're smoking in such large numbers and how to get them to quit, even if they're only smoking a few cigarettes a month. For NPR News, I'm Mary Stuckey in St. Paul.